Heidi and Frank show. Da Vinci's Demons, critically acclaimed series on Starz Network. It's going to have its season 2 premiere on Saturday, March 22nd at 9 p.m. if you're not turned on to this show yet. I suggest it. I watched the first season, and it's great. It's a British-American historical fantasy drama series that presents a fictional account of Leonardo da Vinci's early life.
Right. Because if you look at pictures of Leonardo da Vinci, not a looker, but the guy who plays Leonardo da Vinci, I'm like, hello. Because when you hear about the show, I'm picturing Leonardo da Vinci. I'm going, oh, how can that be sexy? Well, they hired a guy that's pretty sexy.
Yeah, they made it sexy, and then hired Laura Haddock to be his lover, and she's out in the hallway. Get her in here.
Yeah.
All right.
Guys have been going crazy all over the... Hi,
there
Laura.
There she is.
How are you? No, do you do whatever you want? Are you kidding me?
Thank you for stopping by. A fan of the show here. I stumbled across it on Starz, and I was like, I think it was when it first started, and I was like, okay, yeah, I like starting shows from the beginning. Started watching it, and it's like, if you're not familiar, it's like MacGyver meets the Borgias.
Have you ever heard that before?
No, I like it.
It's a great show. You're fantastic in it. I don't know if you're... Are you familiar with the website MrSkin.com?
No, but I can imagine where this is going.
Yes, because in the show, I mean, there's nudity, and you've been naked on the show several times.
You're very, very naked.
Very naked on the show.
Not just a little bit naked.
And Mr. Skin is a website that pretty much chronicles nudity in movies and television.
Right.
And vital
job.
And they recently came out with their Anatomy Awards.
Right.
And you won one.
I did.
You did. You didn't know that? You won most niptastic nips.
Oh, for God's sake!
So yeah. we have a booby prize or something we can give her because then she can her thank you speech.
I can't
we have
believe
the music.
You just started this conversation with that.
I know.
That's why I was so excited. I was like, my God!
Lead with that. Get that out of the way.
An award winner
because it's all he's talked about.
Is it?
I'm like, just get her, can we get her in here already so you can get this?
The Oscars were
about
last week, and so yes. We had Mr. Skin on the show, and he did his wars, and I was like, I think we're having Laura Haddock in next week. This is amazing.
Oh, my God, that is...
Now, when you audition for Da Vinci's Demons, you know nudity way ahead of time, right? They're like, you may be naked in this...
Well, the first thing they auditioned were my nipples, so, yeah, that was great. So I got the part because of that.
They're hired. Yes. I mean, you're hired.
Oh, no, I am... what was the question?
I don't know. Getting lost in your eyes at this point.
I understand. At least it's my eyes.
Yes, yeah, because I'm a lady. I'm getting lost in her eyes, Frank. See what that's like? What's that process? So when you go audition for Da Vinci's Demons, how many auditions does it take to finally hear back, like, you got it, we want you?
That one was about... They're all different, so it could be one or it could be 20, but that one was about 4 or 5 meetings, and then, I came out here for the first time, actually, and met Starz, who are our producers of the show, and auditioned, and then...
4 or 5 times.
Thankful, yeah.
Is there ever a point in that where you're like, I don't think I'm... I don't know. I don't
well,
know.
Actually, I didn't think I'd got it, because David Goyer, who's our show creator, he called me on the telephone, and I was in Barney's wondering. In fact, I was in Barney's being told that I had too much blusher on and I needed to take it off and start again. So I thought, I've just done this audition and you're telling me now but I've got too much blusher on. This is great. So I get a phone call on my mobile and it's David, and he calls me and he goes, hey, Laura. I was like, hey, hi. And he's like, it's David. I was like, oh, hi, David. He's like, you're taking the bullet. And I was like, oh, no. All right. Well, thanks for having me. Good luck with the show. And he was like, what? No, you got the job.
Taking the bullet.
Yeah, taking the bullet. That means, to me, that meant bang
you're
your
out. You're dead. It's not happening.
You're out.
But
no,
that means you got it.
Yeah, I got it. And that was exciting.
It's a great show. I mean, when you're out and about now, do you get a lot of the Da Vinci Demon fans be like, hey, do they recognize you? Because it's a timepiece period, so maybe
bits
not.
Bits and bobs. It depends where we are. Yeah, some people get recognized. I was in a supermarket in England the other day, and this guy was on the checkout, and he looked at me, and he was really looking at me, and I was kind of like, what are you looking at? And he was like, oh my days! I was like,
you know who you look like?
He's like,
you look just like that.
Lucretia Donati, man.
I get that all the time. Yeah,
you're welcome in that Da Vinci's Demons.
Are you living out here in Los Angeles now?
No, London, still London.
Is that where they film that?
They film in Wales, actually. So UK, but yeah, we film in Wales, Swansea.
Do you have any animals at home waiting on you to get back?
I do. I've got a dog.
Yay.
What we always ask people. Okay, we got to guess what kind of dog. Oh, I'm guessing. Okay. I'll guess Yorkie.
No, I'm going to go. She's got a more of a medium-sized dog, but he's a mutt. He's scruffy. He looks like he could be in a movie. I'm going to go like a just a...
Like a Benji?
Yeah, like a like just a terrier. Regular terrier.
I do have a terrier. I've got a West Highland Terrier.
Oh, West Highland Terrier. Terriers are the best dogs ever.
And he's a mucky pup called Archie. And then I've also got a cockapoo.
Oh.
Yeah. Or a...
Isn't that a bird? Isn't that a bird?
Well, my husband likes to refer to her even as a...
Yeah, what are you suggesting? No.
She's called Rosie. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they're back there.
They're back there. But Rosie's just got her passport, so she can now
travel with you.
What have you found out that Rosie, right?
Rosie. Yeah.
Rosie the cockapoo belonged to somebody else? It was like they had a lost dog. They put up flyers everywhere.
On my way here today, I saw a sign for someone who had lost their dog, and it was a $5,000 reward, or dollar reward. And I was like, I've got the afternoon off. I'm going to go and have a look. I'm going to go and have a look.
Got dog treats in your hands?
Yeah. On the flip side, you are a dog owner, that's just horrible, isn't it?
Oh, I know. So you're saying that Rosie, who she's in love with and she's had, she finds out that it was some little girl's dog that went missing and she never found it.
Yeah, Rosie ended up in a shelter across town. You ended up adopting her, and all of a sudden you're in love with the dog, and now this little girl comes around.
Would
and goes,
I give
That's
her
my
back?
Dog.
Is that the question?
Would you give her back?
No.
No, it's hard. How long have
She's
you had
4
Rosie?
Years old. She's got tears in her eyes.
Yeah. Oh, the little girl.
She calls the dog Rewiki. It's not even the same name. You're like, it's Rosie.
We could do sort of like timeshare.
Yeah, when you're here, you're like, you can check in on her.
Yes.
There,
oh, that would actually be helpful. She can have Rosie when I'm here.
That actually happened. It's a story
That's
in Los
awful.
Angeles where a 4-year-old boy, they had a puppy, Rhodesian Ridgeback.
No.
And it was in their backyard, 8 months old, and escaped somehow. And they put up all the signs, did everything they could to try to find the dog. And somebody picked it up and drove it to a shelter like 10 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody, like a rescue, adopted it, changed its name, and pretty much
put it up for adoption.
Put it up for adoption. Somebody came and adopted it. And now somebody recognized the dog, and now this 4-year-old wants his dog back, and they're like, but no, we
and
love the dog now.
And how long had the new guys had the dog for?
That is important.
In the story, Eric, how long did the new guys have the dog?
Google.
Yeah, because once I'm in love and I'm involved, it's like, I don't think if I've had it for 2 weeks and this little girl's crying and then, that's my Rosie.
Because they're saying, no, well, we love the dog now. So whose dog
is
it?
I mean, it's tough, isn't it?
Here's how I am.
Maybe you could steal the 4-year-old.
I would like to do that, too. That we're all one happy family.
Inappropriate. I did not mean that.
Yeah, I mean, I have... You'll fit in just fine around here, please.
That's my baby.
Yeah, I mean, I have 4 dogs, 2 cats. You have a whole house full. Yeah.
Wow. Quickly, what are all their names?
Pino.
Yeah.
Dolce.
She's a big drinker.
I am. Elvie, Joe, Boffy, and Sal.
Amazing.
For Salvato, because they were rescued, so that means rescued in Italian. And Boffy is the Italian word for mustache, because she's a cat, but she's got a big white mustache.
Wow.
So I call her Boffy, yeah. But I can't imagine if somebody comes around now and goes, oh, my God, that cat that you adopted, that was my kitty. I'm like, sorry. I'm already in love.
And also, it's like the 5-second rule, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Find your keepers.
Once it's in your house.
Exactly.
Unlucky.
I can't imagine you, though, picking up poop. Is that your husband's job, to pick up poop in the yard?
No, babe, I pick the poop.
Yeah, think she's too good? Yeah. She seems like just a down-to-earth girl.
Yeah, no. Or I just leave it and let it pile up.
Well, just like
the gardener mow over it.
Yeah.
They turn white. Right. Give them Easter eggs.
Yeah, that's bad when they go wild. Yeah.
It's been out there a while.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, I've got these really amazing from here scented dog poo bags.
Yeah. Baby powder.
The lavender ones.
Ooh, there's lavender?
There's lavender ones, and they smell so good that I keep one in my car.
Just in case.
To make my car smell nice.
So the idea there is the poop goes in the bag, and then
you can keep it because it doesn't smell bad.
Right, you just tie it off, and then it's the lavender-scented bag.
Yeah. I don't know what the point of it actually is. I don't, because it doesn't help, really doesn't help anybody.
Yeah, I'm thinking dog poop has to trump that. I mean, how strong is the scent of lavender?
Mm. It's pretty strong.
Fills up her car with good smells. Got to be pretty strong.
Speaking of going back to television, do you have any guilty pleasures as far as reality TV that you watch?
Do you know who I love? I
Oh no! How bad
but
is
you
it?
You shouldn't.
No, I really, really like and would like her to be my friend, Khloe from the Kardashian sisters.
Oh, Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah.
I really like her personality.
She's my favorite one.
I think she's really, really funny.
She's funny. She's down to earth. She's a goofball.
She is a goofball.
Yeah.
And in January when I was here. And beautiful. God, yeah. I mean, they all are ridiculous.
Well, I'm sure if you want to meet her, it's not a problem. I'm sure you'd be able to meet her.
Yeah, but
we got a surprise for you.
Yeah.
No, it's not. We don't.
See,
we should have known that. We could have called him up.
Well, we need a research department. We don't
know
that.
At least got Bruce Jenner down here. I mean, sort of close.
I love that you love Khloe because she takes so much crap from people, you know?
Why?
No, just that she's not the prettiest sister, but I think she's the prettiest sister,
God,
too.
I'm with you. She's absolutely brilliant.
I'm with.
Oh, wait. Who did that?
What was it?
Oh, he played a moo sound, a cow sound.
It's our producer, Eric.
That's him right there. You can blame
him. Producer Eric. That's unbelievable.
See what I'm saying? She gets so much crap from people, and I think
Laura Haddock's hanging out with us from Da Vinci's Demons on Starz Network. Season 2 premieres on Saturday, March 22nd at 9 p.m., so be sure and check it out. And I think you could probably go back and get the first season. Is it on Netflix or anything yet?
Yeah, for people to catch up. Where can they watch
it? Do
you know?
I'm sure.
DVD available?
Yeah.
DVDs.
DVD is available.
Well, you can catch up right now. I mean, the second season. I mean, you can start.
We'll do a recap.
I also offer a recap service, so it's just me.
So what's going to happen? What can you tell us? What's going to happen this season? I mean, your character made some major changes or revealed of certain things in the first season.
Don't ruin it for people.
Not.
All right.
So in the second season, can you reveal anything for us?
She takes on a major shift again. She kind of goes off on her own journey and is still... Something happened to her in her life when she was about 15 years old that she's been trying to avenge ever since. And so everything that you saw her do in the first season, it's not justified, but you can kind of get...
It explains why she was there.
And actually, this moment explains who she is, because I think in the first season it's very confusing. It's great for me because she's really multi-layered and she's a completely three-dimensional person, but she's confusing. Nobody really knows whether they like her or hate her, mm-hmm. which is...
Those are fun characters to play, though, I'd
really
imagine.
Fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like her.
Yeah, but this season 2... Do you?
I love the character. Oh, yeah.
I like her.
Is it the character?
And I love the character.
Right. Hopefully when you see in season 2 what she's been through and what happened to her, you'll...
I'll fall in love with her? Probably.
Well, maybe.
Oh, Don, you're already in love with her. Who are you kidding?
I'm already in love with her. Yeah, definitely check out the show. And you can follow Laura on Twitter at Laura J. Haddock with two Ds.
Like the fish.
Are you doing the... I mean, obviously, you're on Twitter. Are you on it all the time? Are you good at it, social media?
I'm not very good at it, but recently I've started tweeting songs that I've been listening to, which I'm really enjoying.
I love when people do that because then it's like, if I'm following you, I go, I've never heard of this person. This is awesome. I love that.
Listen,
keep doing
it's
that.
It's very, I agree.
And dog pictures.
Yeah.
Pictures of Rosie.
Oh, okay. I could go with the dog pictures and the songs.
But don't tweet pictures of things you're just getting ready to eat. I hate that when people are like, look at my plate.
I have done a bit of that.
I have too.
There's an amazing girl. Am I allowed to like say people's names?
Say whatever you want.
Okay, so there's this amazing girl in she's London based, but I think she's actually American. Deliciously Ella. She's a really cool blogger and she does all these amazing food blogs.
Like food porn pictures
of food.
Yeah,
she's a big foodie and she's gorgeous.
I love that.
So yeah.
I'd rather people tweet pictures of a plate that cleaned the plate. And then I have to guess what they ate based on the scrapings that are left.
Based on the tongue lips.
Yeah, like whatever. I was like, what was that? It looks like it was a cream sauce.
Was that fettuccine
that looks like
Alfredo?
A peppercorn. I think left one peppercorn.
So you prefer Twitter to be a challenge?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't just hand it to me on a plate.
Don't spoon feed him, if
there
you will.
She is.
Don't spoon feed them. Very good, very good.
No, we ask this question to everybody who comes on the show, just a little get to know you better. Let's go back to when Laura lost her virginity. Can you tell us a story about how that
happened? What
she
time
just
is
got,
it?
She just got married, so I'm sure it was just,
It was recently?
Just very recent. But wait, hang on a minute. What time are we on?
It's 8.
But there are no windows
15.
In here, so it could be,
it's like Vegas. 8:15
at night. Right.
When did you lose your virginity?
On my 15th birthday. To a woman who was 19 in a trailer park. And she never stopped smoking. She had an ashtray that had a sandbag ashtray, and she slept on her stomach the whole time. Now your turn.
Yeah, mine. I was 17. It was 9 days before my 18th birthday, and it was on a black lacquered waterbed with mirrored ceilings. And
right.
It was,
what?
And it was a boy, guy I was dating, and we'd been together for a while, and I said one night, I think I'm ready.
And she watched herself lose it on the
that
mirrored
was a little
ceilings.
Odd. It was. I didn't get it. I was like, this is not. This is where everybody's.
Have he taken you to this mirrored?
We were at a friend's, like a house party, and this was downstairs in a basement, I think, and I was finally ready to become a woman.
Blimey.
But it was like,
because it's one
I
of those things.
Really get, I was like, that's
those,
what everybody's.
It's one of those moments that obviously you remember no matter how good or how bad the situation.
Because it was so, your first time, yeah.
Yeah, number two through whatever, you don't remember that much of, but number one is always the memory. So tell us a story. No?
Maybe she doesn't remember. Maybe there was alcohol involved.
I don't need to. Just those, like, quirky details. Nothing crazy. No, I want crazy details. Just quirky, like, okay, like the sandbag ashtray for me, trailer park.
Mirrored ceiling water.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Anything stand out?
I think James Blunt was playing. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
You don't know? You really don't remember?
Yeah, beautiful.
Listen, Bab. I've got, yeah. I've got, it's very, listen.
You're blushing.
I
too
love
much
it.
Blushing.
Yeah.
Too much blushing.
Like back in Barney's. Too much blush.
Ah, take it off. Rouge. I think she called it Rouge.
Rouge. What was she, 90?
That's like, she was 90.
Yeah, older lady. That's usually the older lady. You've got too much rouge on, darling.
Yeah. You're like a clown.
I like rouge.
Oh, gosh. This is, you know.
You don't have
to. Was it
me.
In a bed, a car?
Oh, right. Well, it was in a bed.
That's good. That's good.
Bunk beds?
Bunk beds.
I'm just trying to get a time frame here.
Oh, guys.
Waterbed?
This is tough.
Futon? Futon was probably college.
God.
You don't have
I
to.
Was so drunk. I don't know. No, I don't.
After a couple of pints.
At least it was a bed, you know?
Yeah.
Not the back of a car.
Well, are you celebrating St. Patrick's Day? It's in a couple of, weeks?
We do.
2 weeks?
Regardless of whether you're Irish or not, you can't get away with it in the UK.
Yeah.
You're all out.
Right. Everybody gets to be Irish for a day.
Yeah.
You like drinking beer?
I love a Guinness. We have a lovely little local pub in where I live. Go down the river, have a couple of Guinnesses, have a roast and fall asleep.
Oh my God, that sounds perfect.
Yeah, I know.
Do they know you when you walk in? It's like, Alora! And you have a place at the bar you always sit.
I'm guessing you get some free
with
drinks.
My bowl of nuts.
Yeah, it's
complimentary, you know.
Well,
thank you so much for hanging out with us. And
thanks
I encourage everybody to check out Da Vinci's Demons on Starz Network. The season 2 premieres on Saturday, March 22nd at 9 p.m. Laura Haddock. You are also working on, or you've worked on, because it's coming out here pretty soon, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, that was great fun, yeah. Did you see the
trailer? I did see the trailer.
Oh, you look a little bit like Chris Pratt.
Oh, why are you doing, Laura,
there.
Why are you doing this?
Do
you realize
like
he's going to be on a cloud for a month
I
now?
I do. I did see the trailer with the Rocket Raccoon.
Wasn't it really hilarious?
I love that.
God.
I love that raccoon. Yeah. I can't wait to see it.
And the song. What's the song in the movie?
The Blue Suede.
Ooga Chaka. Ooga, Ooga. And then
More Than a Feeling, right? No.
More Than a Feeling.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Yeah. And yes.
Yeah. Really cute. Yeah.
I think it looks good. And James Gunn, who directed that, is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a huge film. I mean, everyone's expecting, are going to go see that. So congratulations on that.
Thanks.
And anytime you want to come back, door's always open, okay?
Thanks,
Laura.
We'll be right
Thanks
back.
For having me.
We are Heidi and Frank.
That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day. All you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.